This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah!
Good morning, Melbourne, and the world. If you're listening online, you are with the tag team on Joy. 23 minutes to 7. It's still dark out, but fingers crossed the sun will rise.
Oh, this is so good. I just did some very special dancing for Hunter, which he adored.
It was no lewd. It was blue and lewd for 22 minutes to 7 in the morning. We're heading for a top of 25 today, which is now all right.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
All right, tell you what, Harry, I had a cracking shower this morning.
Did you?
I moved into an old house with an old shower. You know old showers?
No. What?
Old showers. They're amazing. Because what we've lost in this country is the art of a good shower.
Oh, have we?
It's got a heavy flow. And, you know, most importantly, the water stays contained within the unit, which is almost unheard of in 2017.
Yeah. Do you know what I think we should get rid of in 2017? Shower curtains.
Oh.
Let's just put glass.
Put a bloody glass door. Yeah. Anyway, you're on the shower show. That's what
Guys, what a show we have got coming up. We're going to revisit a blast from the past that is coming up in the not-too-distant future.
Oh.
It's to do with technology.
I've been sexually harassed by a dog, so there's a teaser for you.
I've been round New Zealand in a camper van, and we're going to get some camping life tips.
And then we're going to hit everybody's favourite segment, Nan Talks, back again. But you're on the tag team with Harry Hunter, and it's now time for Harry's sports wrap. Here she is, folks, walking across the field with a cricket bat, a tennis racket, and a squash racket. Why two racket sports? Nobody knows. It's time for
Harry's squash? Do I look like a squash player?
Well,
semantics. All right, here we go. What a cracking week it was last week for women's AFL. Hunter, did you get around it?
I love the waffle. I love the waffle, but I didn't watch too much of it last week. Oh no, I did watch a match.
Yeah?
Yeah, I turned it off to watch a movie and then Melbourne came back and won.
Yay. And you go for Melbourne.
I go for Melbourne.
Now, Melbourne are currently sitting fifth on the ladder. Adelaide are top and it. Carlton, go the Blues. Baggy Blues.
Go the Blues.
No,
waffle.
No. I knew you were going to say that. They're sitting second and then we've got the Lions. Now, Adelaide have had a bit of trouble, a bit of worry.
Yes, what's that?
Sophie Armistead, who is one of the guns for the Crows. She's going to be out now with a knee injury.
With an injury. Oh, what a time to go.
I know. Well, they're doing really well. So well done to the Crows.
How many teams are there, Harry?
There are 8 teams.
So the top 4 make the finals?
Top 4, yeah.
And how many more matches do we have until the finals?
We've got, I think, 6 more weeks.
All right. Well, good luck to everyone.
Yeah, coming up on Friday, we've got the Doggies and the Crows down at Witten Oval. So get around there.
Get around it, guys.
Who are you going for, Doggies or the Crows?
Oh, the Doggies, definitely.
Doggies. And then we've
got... I can't go for the Crows now that Sophie Armistead's done her knee.
Well, exactly.
We're all learning today.
And then we've got Carlton and the Giants on Saturday and the Crows of Melbourne. Carlton or Giants?
Well, you can't go past Giant women.
Yep.
I mean, who wouldn't want to watch them play? Enormous Sheilas.
Enormous Sheilas. Collingwood or Melbourne? Oh, no choice for you.
Melbourne, yep.
And Sunday is the Dockers and the Lions.
The Lady Dockers.
Lady Dockers and the Lions.
Docking women. The Lions, definitely.
The Lions.
Grr.
Grr. Now, we need to get to a match. And
you and I.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Carlton are my team. And Melbourne yours. So maybe when they play each other.
Yeah, high five. Let's do that for sure. Right. We'll take a little microphone down.
The women's AFL, the Waffle have been having a good turnout. So keep getting around them.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
When I get sad, what I need is a rainbow paddle pop.
Okay. Ah.
I popped that on the Twitter that I'm looking for a rainbow paddle pop.
Mm.
I was flooded by cruel people trying to burst my happiness and telling me, actually, rainbow paddle pops are just caramel flavoured.
Those tens of people.
Paddle pop truthers. It's a whole community out there that I've outraged, mate.
Oh, so Wait, so you can taste the rainbow?
Well, I thought I could. It tastes like, what does it taste like when you have one? Rainbow.
Never had one.
Unicorns. Maybe, you never had one?
No, maybe someone.
Well, let's go for one after work.
Maybe someone could pop out. Maybe we'll get Shay to pop out and get some. Right. Shay's like, whatevs.
I've got an unpopular opinion, which is not making me many friends at work, Harry, and I need your advice on it.
Oh, pray tell.
So, I hope no one's listening, but we've got this new thing at work where we have an office dog.
What?
Like a dog that lives in the office.
Oh.
It goes home with someone of an evening.
Yeah.
But it's there all day, every day. And I am not into it.
Really?
No, I'm not into it.
But doesn't it keep morale up?
The dog is great. Don't mishear me. It's an extreme pug. It's almost a complete cube. You know what I mean? So
an extreme pug.
Yeah, it's like an extreme pug, yeah.
So is it fat?
So it's chubby, but it's a pug, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a flat as a face as flat as a tack.
Yep.
And you hear him coming before you see him.
Ugh.
And often I'll just be working away at my standing desk and I feel like, oh, I've got a warm foot, and I look down and the pug will just be sat on my foot looking at me. So do you think I can keep my friends and my job and complain about the dog? It's the boss's dog, by the way, the big boss's dog.
Oh, well, no, you have to keep shtum and pet it like it's your own.
Yeah, pet it like it's my own.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what would Archie say? Can you take Archie to work?
Maybe that's a good way of dealing with it subtly. Just being like, oh, I thought I was bringing everyone's pet to work, and I could bring my fat cat in.
Well,
like, have a fat off.
It's not fat shamey cat on
Sorry.
Air, all right?
Sorry, Archie.
Don't you... Right. I brought Miff to the office. I knew you were going to do that!
Speaking of...
No! Right. Hunter's got this thing where he likes to fat shame Miff, which is not a thing because she's a beautiful...
For those who don't know, Miff, Mfemwe, is Harry's... What is she, a British bulldog?
Yes.
So the sort of dog that is cute in an ugly way.
If I have to hear one more stranger say, only the face a mother could love...
See, it's not just me who thinks so then. Yeah. It's the whole world.
My father.
But you know she's cute in an ugly way. I mean, you don't think she's attractive.
Yeah,
you don't
I do.
Want to kiss her.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's
all
the right. best.
This is going a weird direction.
No, my father thought he was hilarious, and when I brought her home, I was like, Dad, this is Myth. He was like, oh, you know what they say? Pets look like their owners.
Which like, you thought was a huge compliment. It's such a beautiful dog.
Yeah, such a beautiful girl. But anyway, I took Miff to work, and the previous week, there'd been a Boston Terrier that was in there.
Now, that's a work dog.
Now, and everyone hated it.
Oh.
Just because of the noise. Like, you could hear it coming.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Miff, right?
No. Then Miff's very quiet.
Oh, Miff would not be quiet.
Listen,
just the sound of drool falling from her mouth to the floor.
I could bring Miff in here, and you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't know. All you'd think of is, oh, Harry's in a very good mood today. That is the only way that you would know that that dog would be in the studio.
I mean, she's breathing strangely.
You wouldn't hear her. You wouldn't hear her. Then one of the other guys brought his Great Dane to work. And I think you can say that we could tell that there was a dog in the office that day.
Oh, they're huge, it
was
aren't they?
I was sitting down in the chair and she was eye to eye with me.
Oh, yeah. I love a Great Dane, actually. Good apartment dog, surprisingly.
What?
Yeah, they are.
No,
they're big apartment dogs because they don't walk or something.
Tell you what's not a great apartment dog.
If Dr. Harry's listening, let us know.
Tell you what's not a great apartment dog. St. Bernard. Am I right, Chris and Cam?
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Some exciting news.
Yes.
Breaking, if you will. Remember your first ever mobile phone?
Yes.
Did you have to hold it one hand, two hands? How far back are we going? How?
One hand.
One hand. All right. So we're not that
but
old.
But the other hand to flip it open.
Ooh, mm-hmm. You had a flip.
Yeah. Sorry for bragging.
What's your catchphrase?
Don't trip on your diamonds.
Yep. Over your diamonds. Get it right. Now, they are bringing back the old phone. What are you laughing at?
You getting so excited about the phone.
I'm so excited. Now, everybody has...
What phone, babe? What phone are they bringing back?
Well, they're bringing...
It's the Nokia 3310.
I was building it out. You said... You literally just said to me, you do it, and then you talked over me. Aw, that's sad. But Snake's coming back?
Yes!
Oh, God! I'm so excited. What was your best score on Snake? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. But it was pretty good. Not, like, the best, but I was up there.
My best one was... I can't remember the exact score, but it was... There was no space left. for the snake to go around.
It ate its own tail.
Yeah.
Chompy, chompy, chompy.
Yeah.
It ate its own tail.
I don't think anyone can complete that game.
So Nokia, which was a great, was a titan brand, really, wasn't it? And But they really struggled to move into the new era. So now they started a whole new business of just bringing back old phones. And I, to be frank, am here for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. I kind of feel like they might have to update it a little bit.
But no, they don't want to update it because it needs to last for days and days and days. That was the beauty of it. Remember, the battery would last forever.
You reckon?
I think the idea is that you'd buy this as well as your fancy phone for a backup. If you're off to go camping or it's like you've just been on a trip in New Zealand, you know what you could have done with? Your Nokia 3310.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
I've got an apology to make. Earlier in the show, I was saying that we've got an office dog at work and I don't too much care for the office dog.
You called it a cube pug.
It is a full cube.
Yeah.
It is a full cube. And the other day, Harry, I mean, this isn't polite to say, but I looked down at my feet and it was sat there and, you know, it was presenting.
Mm.
You know,
lipstick.
It had its lipstick. Yeah.
Lipstick.
And I said, oh, hello. You're happy to see me? Anyway,
at least someone is around you.
Music director Chris Jamieson has got in touch. You mentioned his beautiful dog, Rosie.
Yeah. And, who is a giant St. Bernard.
A giant St. Bernard. Like Beethoven. Remember Beethoven?
Yeah.
He says, oh, Hunter, you're pretty much dead to most people. You've outed yourself as a pug hater. Not cool.
Not cool.
Do you think that's true? Do you think most people love pugs?
I fully agree with Chris.
He said, Rosie is also an office dog. It's a St. Bernard that hangs around and likes to take everybody's lunch and drool on expensive suit pants. Oh, what a charmer.
I just love that everyone in Cam's work is wearing suit pants.
And he said, and Cam says that the office dog is a special member of the team and staff are easily replaceable, so I best remember that. Babes, you've been overseas on a wonderful geriatric-like trip.
Hey. Now, I've been so excited about going on this trip overseas. And then I was like telling one of my friends, I was like, I'm going overseas. She's like, oh, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to New Zealand. She's like, that's not overseas. I was like, it is. It's Trans-Tasman. Anyway, so we did a camper van tour around the North Island. We got some lovely tips from the listeners before we went. So thank you to those.
Yes. Now, I remember one of the tips was you must do the Black Dead Sea spas at Rotorua. Did you give that a bash?
Went to Rotorua.
Did you?
Did go there.
How was the pong?
Do you know what? For a while, because camper van life, right?
Yeah.
Close quarters.
You
everyone.
Get used to smells.
Yeah, close quarters.
Yeah.
So for a while.
So after living with the smell of human waste for weeks, Rotorua was all right.
Oh, listen, they gave us our tour around the campground. You know, when you hire it and they're like, okay, so this is where the engine is, la, la, la. And then they got to the back and they're like, all right, so this is the toilet. And it was like a little porta potty. And he was like, and then once you've done it, you need to take these chemicals and put it in to make it clean. And I was like, I'm just going to stop you right there. That's never going to get used. That is not getting used in the next
Nobody
10 days.
Nobody is pooping in the van.
No.
So, I agree with you. I would have that rule.
Yeah, so we didn't, so that was good. But it was, look, camper van life, there's a whole nother world going on that we don't even know about.
Really?
Right?
Like an alternate universe.
With a hierarchy
really?
And rivals. It's, right, so we pull up to this amazing spot on the last night, and it's right on the beach, gorgeous. But it's only for self-contained campers, right? So you can't just go there with a tent because you've got to be able to poop somewhere.
Yeah, well, you can.
And we can.
You can.
So we fit the bill,
yep.
All right? So we pull up and there's maybe 30 other vans there. But because you're right on the water and you're looking straight out, you can't see the other vans. And you pull your curtains and it's your own private oasis, right?
Oasis. A beautiful, stunning oasis in which you also poop.
Yeah. So we pull up. Get there, set ourselves up. Well, the next thing, this guy from this big old camper next door comes around, starts walking around our van. So me, I had the dad jobs when we were away, all right? It was my job to chat to everyone that wanted to chat. Holly just hid in the van, right? So he's walking around our van. Holly's like, he's walking around our van.
What, just checking it out, sizing you up, sizing up the competition?
Yeah. So I was like, all right. So I get out. And he's like, listen, your sticker means that you can't stay here and you could get fined. And I was like, oh. So then he starts explaining, like, the semantics of the rules and the regulations. So I say to him, so are you the manager of this, like, site or whatever? He's like, no, I'm just camping. I was like, all right, thanks, good to meet you. And I popped back in the van. I was like, I don't have to listen. I don't have to listen to you. Then,
how big was the fine?
He's in his big Winnebago next door. Then the other van in front of us, the woman comes out and comes over to the van, starts walking around it. And I was like, oh, here we go again. So I get out. I'm already a bit miffed at him
Absolutely.
Walking around the van. So I go out and I start out a bit too aggressive, right?
Yeah, what's your effing problem, is this?
Yeah. I was like, oh, what are you doing?
Well, we got the sticker.
Yeah. So she comes. She was like, oh, God, did he just come and talk to you about your stickers? And I was like, yes,
sister,
he did.
Sister, I get it.
Yeah.
She's saying, I get it.
And apparently, the company that he was part of, they can be, in her words, dicks.
Oh, really?
And they get too involved and too up themselves. And she's like, look, you got a sticker. The sticker means that you can camp. So don't even worry about it. Don't listen to him. You're fine.
Good. So you had some solidarity in this alternate universe.
So she, next door, had my back. Then two women from like six caravans down popped up. And we had a little accident in the van. We're fine. But it was not our fault. Then these two women come up and they're like, oh, you've had a bit of an accident. So I had to talk to them for 20 minutes.
Yeah, see, I can't be doing that. You know, I just want to have a nap. I can't be chatting to the neighbours all the time. All these human snails.
They came out of nowhere
their
like
houses
ants.
On their backs.
Like ants.
Yeah,
they just appeared.
Yeah, they want to chat. That's all they do. They just want to chat.
Well,
so will you do it again? Is the time that you did our country now?
I am so up for it.
Yeah?
I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, well, I'll come with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do the Melbourne to Geelong leg. Catch an Uber back. Now, babes, you know, I've just moved into a new house. It's just little old me in a big old house. So it's time for me to get a housemate.
Woo!
And
all
what
right.
a process it has
oh,
been.
Yeah.
What?
Remember when we were going to move in?
Yeah, that was going to be cute, wasn't it?
It was.
Wouldn't have been great for the radio
Would
show,
you have though, put me through your rigorous...
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep. It's an Australian Idol-style selection process.
Oh.
So I put an ad up on a gay... like a gay website. Grindr. I just put the little house icon and a question mark on my Grindr profile, and the boys came flooding in. No, I put my profile up on like a housemate sharing website.
Yeah.
For homosexuals, and then just left the door
crack
open.
Crack that code.
Left the door open and just watched them line up.
Yeah, and
all
how
the
many?
Boys line up.
How many ones of people?
I have seen four.
Oh,
so far.
Yeah.
Some of them are okay. The front runner at the moment was great.
Yeah.
Some of them not so great.
Really.
Not so great. And you know the one that was great. I said, listen, you're going to Sydney.
Oh, got a golden ticket.
Yep, all the way to Sydney.
Now, so you scored a touchdown. That's
scored
a thing.
Scored a touchdown, yeah, well done.
Reference. Now, what are we asking them? Okay, so, right, here we go. I've just walked in.
Yep. Hi there, how are you going?
Hello.
You top or bottom? No, just kidding, I didn't really do it. That was gross, sorry.
Okay.
you know, we just talk, you just talk sassy, you know, but what I'm looking for a sense of humour.
Oh, tick.
Yeah, oh, all right, tickets. Tickets. I'm looking for reliable employment.
Tick. Yeah, well, I'm freelance.
And that. Well, when's your next contract finish?
Not until June.
All right. It's a no from me. It's a no from me.
Oh, would that
Thanks
not get
for coming.
Me?
Yep. It's a no from
All
me.
Right.
I think you've got a lot of talent.
Thank you very much.
I think great things are going to happen for you.
Yep.
But unfortunately, my darling, not today. It's a no from me.
You remember me. You remember my name.
All right. Security. Security. Archie comes out a little tux. Oh, my God.
Archie in a tux.
What else do you think is important?
Right. My questions are your friendship group. Like, how often do you go out? Like, where do you go? Because I want to know if they have house parties. Because if they're too social, that's a no.
No, that's
I need
gone.
To come home and feel like I'm in my own space.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
You want a sanctuary.
Yeah.
I'm like the same. Party outside, don't bring the party back. That's my line.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smokers, non-smokers, that's very important.
Yeah, I didn't even really want... You know, I've recently quit smoking.
Well, you were a fag ash lil for a long time.
Yeah, but
and
I
no,
am
no more.
6 months clean last week.
Congrats.
Thank you. So I don't even really want an outdoor smoker, to be honest, because I don't want the temptation.
Oh,
so
that's good.
They're gone too.
Great, okay.
Jokes on you. Here's my question. Is how attractive they are important? Because it feels important, but I understand that actually it's not, because you know what they say.
No.
Don't eat where you...
Where you live.
Where you poop.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't want to get a housemate and then fall in love.
No, that's right.
Because obviously they'd pay a bit extra rent.
If they're in love with me, it's
no,
like
no,
a
no.
love tax. It's a sexy tax.
Sexy
Given tax. That you get to look at me 24/7, you should pay an extra $30.
Well, if you fall in love with them, because you're going to get them to pay a bit extra and they don't know about it, then when
what does that mean?
Well, you know, like in your other room, they'd pay a bit more.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, really?
No, why would I do that?
Oh, isn't that just standard?
I mean, I'd advise it. Imagine if you got caught, it'd be humiliating.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Speaking of love, it's been a big week for you, babe, because we just had Valentine's Day and then it was Holly's birthday when you're in New Zealand?
It was. Free.
And so when you're in New Zealand, you thought, better get her a traditional New Zealand gift.
That's right. For Holly's birthday.
Bought her some illiteracy. Just a little New Zealand gag there. What did you get her?
I got her a 15,000 feet skydive.
Oh, wow. That is a shitful gift.
She didn't want it.
There you go.
It wasn't on the list, right? But we're in New Zealand.
Did she give you a list?
No.
Okay.
We're in New Zealand. She actually said, don't get me anything. I was like, well, I've got you something. We were in New Zealand. We were in Lake Taupo. And it's beautiful, really gorgeous. But it's like adventure capital as well.
Yeah, that's where you go.
White water raft and all that.
Yeah, if you're going to do a bungee, head over to New Zealand, you know. Don't do it in a car park in Werribee. That'd be a huge mistake. Oh, they've got one out there. It's just a big cherry picker, really. Just climb up the cherry picker and jump down over a hot dog man. Anyway, don't do that. So how much convincing did it take?
Well, all right. So we're sitting there and I was like, okay, I've got something planned for tomorrow. She's like, what is it? I was like, we're going to go for a skydive. And she was like, oh, a bit of wee just came out. Ooh. And I was like, look, I'll just book it. And then if you get there and you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And then we can just not do it. So she was like, okay. So then it was on her mind a fair bit. I'm not going to lie. Then we get to the place and she's like, oh, God, I'm really nervous. So we go in and we sign up and she's very quiet, which is unusual.
Is there a training period?
Well, I thought there was, but because I did it in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. Not New Zealand, though, mate.
No.
Not New Zealand.
Not New Zealand.
Hold on for dear life.
So we get there. We sign up. They give us the talk about, you know, trying to upsell $600 to get someone to fly down with you and record it all. It's like
$600 extra to get it recorded?
Yep.
Is that New Zealand dollars?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. So they give us the big talk. Didn't want any of that. So that lasted 10 minutes. Then we go through. Then they put us in the suits.
Yeah.
Then they introduce us to the
up
person we're going to be strapped to. And then up we pop.
What was his or her name?
Andrew. We had two Andrews.
Two Andrews. Oh, that's cute.
Yep. And then we did it.
Who went first?
I went first.
Had you done it before?
Yeah.
Just once before?
Just once, yeah, right. In Adelaide. But I was really scared because what I didn't realise was when I did it last time, I think I went first out of the whole plane. So I just landed. But then I watched everybody pop out. And for people that have skydived, will know about this. But when they pop out, you can't see them open their parachutes and like land because you're still on the plane going up higher because there's 12,000 or 15,000 feet. So I watched them pop out and then they disappeared. And then that was the first time I got really nervous because in my head I was like, well, they've all died and now we're just going to jump out.
Do you think in real life though, do you think if they were throwing people out and they were dying one by one, they continue the skydive?
Well,
third time lucky, out you get.
But I don't know, like, can the pilot see them land? I genuinely couldn't see where they went.
And when it was all said and done, was Holly glad that she had done it?
Yeah, I think so.
She was glad.
She was.
Oh, that's good.
Just pure exhilaration.
Nobody regrets doing it, I don't think. Unless, of course, your chute doesn't open. In which case, you would definitely regret doing it, I would say. Can't be certain, but I was a betting man.
Well, I was telling one of the guys at work, and he was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't do it. I was like, why not? He's like, well, a couple of my friends did and they had terrible accidents. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't say to you that I was going to do it. He's like, yeah, one of the girls had to land the parachute because instructor passed out.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have that.
But one of the things that I don't know if you know is that when you, you jump out. And then you do your fall-in, fly-in bit for a while. Then they open the parachute. And because you're strapped so tightly to your instructor, what they do is they like to make you feel comfortable as you're coming down. So they loosen everything a little bit for you, right? So I'm there, and I'm like, oh, God, we're still really high. And he unclips the front and then eases me out a bit from the sides. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, And then he's like, do you want to go about flying the parachute? I was I'd love a go. So I'm doing it, flying it, having a go. And then he's like, all right, I'll take it to land. And I was holding it and I was like, have you got it? He was like, yeah. I was like, you got it? He's like, He's like, I think I've got, yeah. I reckon I can do this. So very good.
Oh, well, well done to you. And well done to Holly, too, who sounds like she was well forced to do it. And now it's time for Australia's favourite segment. It's Bloody Nan Talk.
What are you saying, Nan? Now, this week, I've had a good Nan Talk.
Have you?
Well, she got to be in her bonnet about St. David's Day.
About St. David's Day.
Which is the national holiday of Wales.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought St. George would be the national saint of Wales on account of the dragon.
That's England.
Oh, my mistake.
Don't make me get across this desk.
Why don't the Welsh, aren't they mad for a dragon? Okay, sorry.
It's on our flag.
I mean, really, it should be.
It's on our flag.
It is. Oh, there you go.
It's on the
there
flag.
There you go. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
Really, you know what you pop on the flag? A whale. A sperm whale. The national animal of Wales. The Eastern sperm whale.
Do you know what the national animal of Wales is? A dragon.
Oh, okay.
Or mythical creature, whatever.
Yeah, you've got to, because you can't, don't have very exciting native animals to use, do they? Like real animals. Can't have a national.
Badger.
Yeah, badger.
They're a pest.
A mole. anyway, focus. How did you say St. David's Day in Welsh?
Dydd Dewi Sant.
One more time?
Dydd Dewi Sant.
Dydd Dewi Sant.
Yeah, now Dewi is Welsh for David. So she's got to be in a bonnet about celebrating it this year. And good old Nan has been doing some research for me. Because I've got all these pictures knocking about of me dressed up. Because we've got a national dress.
Yeah.
Which I've been told looks a lot like strawberry shortcakes. Outfit.
Yeah, the National Wales, if you don't know what the National Outfit of Wales is, and who can blame you, it's, what is it, Adidas tracksuit pants, and then with your hair pulled back very, very tight, and just some
big hoop earrings.
Yeah, big hoop earrings, that's it. The bigger the hoop, the more patriotic you are.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a lot like strawberry shortcake?
Shortcake is something, but I'm not sure what it is.
Anyway, so there are different types, right, of hats in Wales. You can get a really tall top hat or a really small one, right? And I said to them, well, what's the difference? And she said, well, that is a good question because I'm not sure what that is, but I find out. So on the way into radio this morning, I spoke to her. She was like, listen, I've been to the market and spoken to the woman at the Gymraeg shop.
The traditional hat store.
Yeah. Siopiau Gymraeg, which is the Welsh shop. So she went in there and she said, listen, my granddaughter was asking me about the different hats. What are the different hats? Well, apparently they're for cockles, because the Welsh are mad for a cockle and go and pick the cockles. And it's flat at the top, so you could put the basket on to carry it up.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, lovely. So she said, listen, I asked the woman if she had any informational cards on this to send you over. But they said, you used to have postcards, but they've all sold out.
Sold out?
Sold out.
Sold out of the informational postcards down at the hat store.
Yeah. So, and I said, oh, all right. So she said, listen, when they come back in stock, I'll send you one. So I was like, all right,
oh,
great.
Well, tell her to give us a heads up, because we can clear a whole show.
And I said, Nan, what about the concerts? What concerts did we used to have? She said, I beg your pardon. I said, we used to have Welsh concerts. She said, we used to have Eisteddfods. Don't you be saying over there that you had concerts. It's Eisteddfods. So I was like, okay, sorry. Then my bampy came in and was like, oh, tell her about the Welsh concerts. Well, she nearly hit him over. I've never seen her get so angry. He came in and left.
So when is Weirdy Weirdy Day?
The 1st of March.
Well, we should definitely mark the occasion.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate it.
What day is the 1st of March this year?
I'll let you
look. I'm looking it up. It's a Wednesday. So Exa will come in here. You'll be hungover. I don't know if you know, from some traditional Welsh ale, probably.
I'll be up and down Swanson Street with the float.
Oh. Just you.
Just me in a wheelbarrow up and down Swanson Street.
Well, I've had a very concerned phone call from Monica this week.
Oh.
My nana.
What's happened?
Well, she's been having terrible dreams about me.
So you're haunting her, finally.
Every time she has a bad dream about it, she has to call me to make sure I'm okay.
In the middle of the night?
To make sure the dream wasn't real.
Oh.
Yeah. So for instance, she might have thought this week's dream was real, which was that I was a four-year-old boy again and got lost in Maya.
Lost in Maya.
Yeah. I said, check the men's underwear section then. So she's running around, running around looking for me. And then eventually she found me. But when she found me, I was out the back of the office. When she got there, it wasn't an office anymore. It was a farm. And she went in and I was up the top. And there was lots of lost children there. And they were all playing games of hopscotch. But I was up on one of the hay bales having a cry because I miss my nan so much.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.